George Burns and Gracie Allen. As we join the Burnses today, we find them seated at the breakfast table. George has his face buried in the morning newspaper.
George?
Yes, dear?
Why don't you read the morning paper out loud so I can discuss things with you?
What would you like to discuss?
Anything. Sports, world affairs, science. Let's just have a good old intellectual free-for-all.
Right now, I'm reading the baseball news. I'm afraid that's a subject you know nothing about.
Oh, but I do, George. Let's talk baseball. How are the Yankees doing?
Yankees are doing fine.
Do you think they'll beat the Confederates?
Beat the Confederates?
Yeah, come on, let's talk baseball.
Yeah, they probably will. They'll probably win. General Grant has some fine pitchers.
You know, the two teams I want to see play are the Reds and the Senators. They're amazing.
What's amazing about
them? Well, not long ago, the Senators were investigating the Reds, and now they're playing baseball together.
Happy Chandler fixed it up.
Oh?
Brother of Sliding Billy Watson.
Oh, yes. Tell me, what's the Brooklyn team doing now?
They're playing with the Cards.
Oh, gave up baseball, huh?
Yeah, they took up bridge.
Well, so much for baseball. Now, what else have you been reading?
The market news, but don't bother.
Yes, the market. If you ask me, things are taking a drop in the market.
You don't say.
Yeah, lettuce was a penny cheaper yesterday.
How about AT&T?
Never drink it. Use Max Ross coffee.
Well, naturally, yeah.
How does the European situation strike you?
You tell me.
Well, as I see it, Europe is not too well situated. But it's too big to move.
Good. We'll leave it where it is.
George.
Yes?
There's nothing like an intellectual discussion.
There's nothing like it around here. Look, Gracie, would you like to find out what's really going on in the world and prove your mind?
You think there's room for improvement?
A little, yes. Now, there's an ad in the paper about a series of lectures for women starting at the Philharmonic. Why don't you go there this afternoon?
Oh, I haven't time. I'm going to play bridge at Blanche Morton's.
Instead of playing bridge at Blanche Morton's, go to the Philharmonic.
Will they let us play there?
Go to the lecture, learn something, improve your mind.
Well, if you insist, George.
I do insist.
Well, what's the lecture about? You know, I don't want to learn something I already know.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that. They may just happen to pick out a subject that you don't understand, like nuclear fission.
Oh, who doesn't understand nuclear fission? You bait a hook, throw it in, catch a nuclear.
Nucleus might not be biting, you see. Go to the lecture, kid.
All right, but if I come home smarter than you, it'll be your own fault.
I'll take a chance on that. Now go to the lecture.
We've been pushed around long enough. Yeah! Look how men have persecuted women down through the years. They forced the girls in Turkey to wear veils. In the Middle Ages, women were bought and sold like corn. And even today, we're imposed upon. Why hasn't there ever been a woman president? I'll tell you why. Women do not have equality. I say to you, men have made us their pawns long enough. Now we demand restitution. Yeah. For 3,000 years, men have forced us to give up our names and take theirs when we marry them. Why can't they take our names? Yeah. Arise, women. Make your home a battlefield. The enemy is your own husband. Fight him until he surrenders. Make him remove the
so soon, Gracie? How is the lecture?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Huh?
You sit there like butter wouldn't melt in your mouth. I know all the terrible things you've been doing down through the years.
What have I done?
Forcing girl turkeys to wear veils.
Tracy.
Selling middle-aged women with corns.
Corns, I don't
know. Why hasn't there ever been a woman president? I'll tell you why. Women have no quality.
What's happening?
You've been pointing my things long enough. Now I demand rest in an institution.
I think it would help. What in the world are you talking about?
Women's rights. That's what I'm talking about, Mr. Gracie Allen.
Mr. Gracie Allen? I'm George Byrne.
You've been George Byrne for 3,000 years. Now you've got to be Mr. Allen.
Gracie, sit down and try to tell me calmly just what happened to you this afternoon.
Well, I went to a lecture given by that inspired leader, Colonel Gertrude Brown.
Colonel? Yes. Where did she get that name?
From an army officer. I think she wrestled him for it.
Murder.
You think women can't do anything. You men are big shots. You have to do it all. Women are just slaves.
Oh, stop. You're not slaves.
Who washes the dishes around here?
I do.
Who cleans house and scrubs the floors?
I do.
Who does the ironing and mending?
I do.
Say, big shot, you have to do it all.
You can't win.
We women are tired of being pushed around. And in America, of all places. Why, it wouldn't even have been discovered if it wasn't for a woman.
I've got news for you. Columbus was a man.
Oh, sure, but a woman, Queen Rosabella, paid his way over.
That's Isabella.
Rosabella, she said.
My mistake.
And after America was discovered, it was women who explored it and found the great rivers. That's why they're named after the women.
You mean...
Is it Mississippi? No, it's Mississippi.
Oh, Sarah Shippey, the tall red-headed girl.
There aren't any men explorers, only those rugged women blazing a trail across America with no help at all.
What about LaSalle and Hudson and DeSoto?
Those brave women didn't ride in automobiles. All through our history, women have had more courage. Even the female animals were braver.
Female animals?
Look at the Battle of Bull Run. The cow didn't run.
Let's go back to baseball. What do you think of the Yanks?
John! You see the unfairness of this whole thing? We women did all the hard work, and then you men moved in and took over the good job, like president. Well, that'll all be changed now. We demand a woman president.
Well, there's no law against a woman being president as long as she's 35.
She has to admit she's 35?
That's right.
Huh. It won't be easy, but we'll get one in.
Harry, you're in trouble. Come in.
Howdy, little man.
Oh, hello, Mr. Judson. Say, tell me something. Has your wife ever joined one of those crazy crusades for women's rights?
Never, never, little man. No, you see, Texas women are contented.
Really?
Texas women have got the one thing that every woman wants.
What's that?
Texas men.
Naturally, yes.
Yeah, our wives wouldn't do nothing to cause us distress.
Your marriage must be a delight.
Yeah. Has your pretty little wife got herself mixed up in one of them women's rights movements?
I'll say she has. Gracie is burned up because no woman has ever held the highest office in this country.
Well, now, that's not so. Ma Ferguson was governor of Texas.
And that's not the highest office in this country.
When you say that, smile.
Why,
the governor runs all of Texas from Canada to Mexico.
This may surprise you, but there are several states between Canada or Mexico that aren't part of Texas.
Not yet, but they're begging mighty hard.
She thinks there should be a woman president. In fact, she thinks women should run everything.
Ain't she a case?
It's funny, Judson.
No?
No. When she gets one of those crazy notions, I suffer for it. Life just isn't worth living.
Oh, now, don't take that Oklahoma attitude. Maybe I can help you talk her out of this idea.
Gee, if you only could, I'd be her pal.
George, have you seen that? Oh, hello, Mr. Judson.
Howdy, little lady. Say, your husband tells me you want women to run the country.
Not only the country, but the city, too. He'll take over everything.
Oh, but ma'am, there's some jobs that women just can't handle, like managing the Army and Navy. Now, who's going to be Secretary of War and Secretary of the Navy?
We won't waste money hiring those secretaries. The soldiers and sailors can type their own letters.
Yeah. Soldiers and sailors can type their...
Oh, I like your sense of humor, little lady.
I won't stand for any more of this nonsense about women's rights. You've got to give up this ridiculous thing.
I'm not a quitter, George. It didn't even stop me when my mother said that.
Your mother said give up this ridiculous thing?
Yeah, the first time I brought you home.
Listen, honey.
George, I haven't got time to argue with you now. I have to go right over to the YWCA and tell Colonel Brown my plan.
Stay away from Colonel Brown. She's the one who got you into this mess.
Oh, yes. Colonel Brown is the real leader of the revolution. You know, she was the first woman who had the courage to stand up and say that she was revolting.
And I'll bet it's true.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, dear.
Colonel Brown?
Yes?
Private Gracie Allen reporting.
Always glad to welcome a new recruit to our brave army.
Aye, aye, sir.
You may sit down, Private Allen. Although an officer, I do not exercise my prerogative.
Well, you should. You're getting a little heavy.
Private Allen.
Can't I be an officer? I've done a lot for our cause.
You must work your way up through the ranks before you get your insignia.
Insignia?
They indicate the rank you hold. I'm in civilian clothes now, but when in uniform, I have an eagle on my shoulder.
Don't the feathers tickle you?
Just a moment, Private Allen. I appreciate your zeal, but you need guidance.
Well, then why don't you guide me, Colonel? Move into my house and make it your headquarters.
I would like a change from the YWCA. I'll pack immediately. My Gladstone is under the bed.
Oh, good. Get him to help you pack.
A Gladstone is a suitcase.
Oh, well, you go right over to my house, 360 North Camden, and I'll join you as soon as I'm through shopping. My husband will let you in.
He better let me in.
Colonel, now I know he's a man, one of the enemy, but be gentle with him. He shouldn't be mistreated at his age.
Oh, he's an elderly person?
Yes. Something happened that made me realize how old he is. When he sees the movies on television, he remembers when they first came out.
I'll be as gentle as possible.
Come in. Hi, George.
Oh, Bill, am I glad to see you. I need the support of a man.
Tired of being supported by a woman, huh?
Always an effort, really. J.C. heard a dame called Colonel Brown lecture on women's rights, and she fell for it. This colonel is making my life miserable.
Really? Well, what's she got against you?
She's a man-hater.
Well, I know, but what's she got against you?
Can't give up trying for the summer replacement, do it.
I was only kidding, George. This dame is probably a man-hater because no man ever made a pass at her. Hey, you want me to do it?
By golly, Bill, it's worth a try. She's stopping at the YWCA.
Whoa, now, wait a minute. I can't go barging in there with all those women, George. I'll get locked up. They won't let me out for 60 days.
Out of jail?
No, out of the YWCA. Gee whiz, who wants to get locked up with hundreds of women for...
I'll do it.
I thought you would.
I wonder if this will make Gracie give up the campaign.
Well, that's a tough question. How does Gracie's mind work?
That's even a tougher question. But it's worth a try.
Oh, don't answer it, George. It's a door-to-door saleswoman. I saw her coming up the walk with her suitcase.
Oh. I wish I knew if this scheme would work.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's ask the dame at the door, kind of get a woman's viewpoint.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, it's about time.
Oh, say, look, lady, we'd like your opinion on a scheme we've got.
Yeah, you see, my wife has fallen under the influence of a crazy old bat who calls herself Colonel Brown.
You don't say.
Yeah, you know the type. One of those old lemon-faced biddies. Well, she's been an old maid so long, she thinks the back seat of a taxi is just for transportation.
I see.
She's been shooting off her big fat mouth about women's rights. But we've got a plan to wreck her whole campaign.
How clever. Tell me all about it.
Okay. Well, now, this zombie, Colonel Brown, she parks her broomstick at the YWCA.
Yeah, so Bill here is going over to charm old cow hips.
And you think old cow hips will fall for him?
Oh, are you kidding? When she sees me, she'll flip her wig.
But just suppose Colonel Brown's wig refuses to flip.
You see...
Hello, boys. Oh, I see you've already met Colonel Brown.
Oh, sure. I was just telling her about my... Ooh, about my... Ooh. Ooh. This is Colonel Brown?
In the flesh.
And so much of it. I'm happy to meet you, Colonel.
And afterwards, I shall take this charming young man by the arm.
Yeah?
And break it.
Only the coffee is a hit, Bill.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
Out.
Say, Colonel Brown, why were you angry with Bill?
That young man and your husband attempted to lure me away from our cause. But I showed them my bulldog tenacity.
Well, I hope you bit them. And now that you're going to live here, we can fight these men together.
Who's going to live here?
She's going to live here.
Oh, no, she's not.
Oh, yes, she is.
Oh, no, she's not.
Oh, yes, I am.
She's going to live here.
From now on, you'll behave like a husband should, Mr. Allen.
No, none of that Mr. Allen stuff. I'm Mr. Burns.
You're Mr. Allen.
Oh, no,
Now, don't waste your time with that again.
I've overdone it, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to the cigar store. Goodbye, Gracie. I tell you, Harry, it's murder. She wants to call me Mr. Gracie Allen.
Oh, you poor chump. I'm glad my wife isn't like Gracie. Her maiden name was Blanche Truffle. I'd hate to be called that.
Well, hey, I've got an idea. Your wife is a sensible woman. Get her to go over and have a talk with Gracie and straighten her out.
Well, now...
Please, Harry. I'll give you anything you want. You know those expensive golf clubs I've got? Well, they're yours.
I know, and I'd like them back.
Send Blanche to Gracie and you'll have them.
Okay, George, I'll do it.
I'm glad you dropped by, Blanche. Here's someone I'd like you to meet. Colonel Brown, this is my dear friend, Blanche Morton.
Here's my hand. Put her there.
Well, she'll be more comfortable on the sofa. How do you do, Colonel? Gracie, what's all this foolishness I hear about you crusading for equal rights? It's not foolishness, Blanche. It's a great cause.
Yes? From now on, wives will do the things that husbands always have done.
Gracie, you mean you and George will trade places?
That's right, Blanche. From now on, I'm wearing the girdle in this family.
But this will never work. Men have always been the masters.
We can change all that, Blanche.
We can?
We should. Tell her our plan, Colonel.
If we women stick together and play our cards right.
Where's George Burns?
Here I am. Did Blanche talk to Gracie?
Yes, she did. They had a long talk together.
Now take that.
You. What's the idea of slugging me, Harry?
Don't call me Harry. Thanks to you, my name is now Mr. Blanche Trouble.
What's the idea of slugging me, Blanche?